You hold in Mishnah Yismasech the Kalim, Perak Yutes, we'll start over again, Mishnah Tes. Teva Shepischa Mitzida. If we have a box that the opening is on the side, not on top of it. So therefore, Temeya Medris. Now if a Zav sits on top of it, it's fit to sit there. You don't have to tell him to get off when you want to open it up, because you could open it up from the side. So therefore, it's Makabel Tumas Medris. Utomi mace, also if it comes in contact with the mace, since it has a base kibble, can receive things inside, it's makabotumma. Omri Abyesi says, Amosai, when do I say this box is fit for Zav to sit on top of it? That's Vizman Shaina Gvoya Sarf, not 10th Fachim tall. But once it's 10th Fachim tall, it's not fit to sit on anymore. Oy Shain Lo Lizbeis Tefach does not have a rim coming up on the side on the top, a tefach. Because if a rim comes up on top of it also, it's hard to sit on top of it, it's not fit to sit on. Now what's going to be Nivchaso Milmala, let's say became part on the top of this box, broke off. Solochra is still Tomei Tomei Meis, it's still Mekabe Tomei Meis, because it's still called the base kibble. It can still receive things inside it. What's going to be Nivchaso Milmato, let's say on the bottom of the box, something broke off. So now it cannot receive anything inside it. So Rabbi Meir Metame. Rabbi Meir says this kli is still Metame or Tumas Medrus, because the mice it's still fit to sit on. A Zav could still sit on top of it, therefore still Makabel Tumas Medrus. V'chachomim Metame. Chomim say no, it's Tor, it's not even Makabel Tumas Medrus anymore. Why? V'nei shebotel ikar, botel atfeila. Since the ikar of this box is meant to store things inside it, and once you have a hole on the bottom of it, you can't store anything inside it. So since the main part of the box is like broken now, can't be used anymore, so even though the top of the small part of it to sit on top, you can still use it, but once the main part is broken, it loses its shame kli. Mishnah Yud. Mashpeles, that's this big basket that used to carry the manure to the fields in it. So, Shenivchaso, that it broke now. Milakabu remainim, that it got a hole inside it that it cannot even hold pomegranates. Pomegranates go through the hole, and therefore the kli now is not called the base kibble anymore, so the kli becomes tor as the base kibble. So Rabbi Meir Metamer, Meir says, but still, since the zav could sit on top of it, it's really shiva, it has tumas medrus on it. V'chachom metam chom say no, it remains tor. And this is the story we had before. V'nei shebotol ikar, botol atfela. Once the yikar is bottle, the main part of the base kibble is bottle, it's also bottle the tefillah, they're sitting on it, it's not makabel tumah for a zav either. Yeah, Perek Chof, Mishnah Aleph. Ha korim v'yaksosos, Sishala, some say korim means that's a pillow, what you put under your head, uksosos, that's the mattress that you lie on, some say it's the opposite way. So kitza, these are things that are made to lie on, so we'll soon see it has tumas medrus. If a zav lies on them, it becomes navatuma. They are sakin, those are sacks that are woven from the hair of izim, of goat hair. They are matsufim, those are bigger sacks, also made from skin, that you put your merchandise inside it. Shenifchasu, so these things are meant you could lie on them, you could lean on them. Shenifchasu, even if they opened up, the whole of it, it got a hole came, that all the feathers fall out, like the mattress, it's not makabel anymore. Still, harayelu tumei medrus. Still, these things are fit to have tumas medrus, because the ikar of these things is to lie on, even though you fill it up also with things, but since the ikar is to lie on and to sit on, that's the ikar, therefore it's makabel tumas medrus. What's going to be haklustar abakabin? This is a leather bag that you put inside it the food for the animals that you hang around its neck like a muzzle, but it has food inside it. So arba kabin, which is bigger, it can hold four kabin. We'll soon say it has lachas makabel tumah. Hatumel, that's the sack, that's also the skin bag that the roi, the shepherd, uses, that he puts his food inside it. That has to be chameshes kabin, five kabin big. Hakresis, also a sack made out of skin. That has to be big enough to hold the saw, that's shisha kabin, six kabin. Hachemas, that's like a flask, shel shivas, has to be big enough to hold seven kabin. Rabbi Yehuda says, af hariftzel, even this riftzel, v'yaham is vodo, There's riftzel that's a small basket like that yelps some spice in it. Piamazuda, that's also a kiss, a pocket that you put inside the food for the road. So kolsha, and even these are very, very small, still these last two, all of them, haray elu tamei medjus. And all these things are fit to lie on. They're fit to sit on these things. Therefore, if a zav sits on it, has a tumas medjus. But the ikra, these kalim, is to makabel, to put things inside it, not just to sit. Just it could also be used to sit on. And therefore, these last kalim, let's say they've got a hole in it, that's not makabel, you can't put anything inside it anymore. So it doesn't have a shame kli. Is Torah, it's even Torah, it's not makabel tumas medrus anymore. Why? Since the ikka, the main use of these kalim is to store things inside it, if you cannot store things inside it now, therefore it's bottle the ikka, the kli, therefore bottle atfel, it's also bottle the tuffel, it's not called the kli, even a roya now, the makabel tumas medrus. Again, the tefillah means a secondary thing, not the main purpose of the kli. Mishnah Beis. Chemas chalilim. This is like a bag that they store inside a chalilim type of flutes. So lochris tohera min medrus. It's not makabel tumas medrus because it's not meant to sit on. Therefore, if a zav sits on it, does not have a tumas medrus. Arevas pisoinos. Areva is type of a thor, type of a wooden box like that the builders, or wooden platform that the builders make their stones on it for building. So locher is beishamer. Beishamer says medrus. Yes, that kli is makabel tumas medrus because it's fit to sit on. U beisulam mesul says don't know to meyer meis is only makabel tumas meis for meis comes in contact with it, but it has no tumas medrus because he holds you can't really sit on it. It's only b'shas hadchak if you know the place to sit, but it's not really called miyuchet set aside for sitting. Therefore, beisul holds this areva. This type of a platform is not makabel tumas medrus. Areva mishnei loig v'yatisha kavish nizdiko. You have this areva. You have this like a kneading bag that it's big enough to hold at least two lugin up until the size of 9 kavin shenistiko. They got a crack inside it that the water comes out of it now. So Tamei Medrus, now it's not fit anymore to store like the dough, to store things inside it, but rather it's meant to sit on. So therefore it's Makabel Tumas Medrus. Since it's cracked, it can't hold things inside it, so therefore you use this to sit on. What's going to be Hinicha B'Gshomim V'Nispecho? You left this outside in the rain and it like blew up there and the hole got closed up. So now it's fit to be used for base kibble, to receive things inside it, and therefore now you do not sit on it anymore. Therefore, Tamei Tumas Meis, it has a shame kli, it's Makabel Tumas Meis, and it will not be Makabel Tumas Medrus anymore. What's going to be the Kodim? Let's say you put it outside, after it blew up and clogged up the hole, now you put it outside in the wind, in the east wind like Venistico, and it became a hole, a crack came in it again. So now it's not fit to be used to store things inside it. Therefore now you would sit on it. So again, Makabelus Medrus, it's Makabel Tumas Medrus. It's like fit to sit on and not to need things inside it. Now, Zechayim, this is a Chumra, something strict. B'shiyore Kli Eitz Mitchiloson. From the leftover Kli Eitz, a wooden Kli, than rather from the beginning of it. That when this Areva, when this dough, kneading dough, tool, is complete, finished at the beginning of it, it's not Makabel Tumas Medrus because it's not fit to sit on. But later when it breaks, then it is Makabel Tumas Medrus. The Chaim, there's also a Chum, something strict. Bishyore Kli Nitzorim Mivit Chiloson. Kli Nitzorim, that's like baskets that's made out of the leaves of a ravis of a rovis. So it's more strict also the leftover part of it than the beginning. When he first made these baskets, ain't a makabel tuma. It's not makabel tuma asha yischasmu until you like finish making it completely, that you cut off the hard parts of it. But misha nachsmu, once you cut off the hard parts of it, once it's roi to be a kli to be used, afal pi she nashru shifsasayim, even though the ends of it, the rims of it, become open again, Kol Shein a little bit, still Tzmeim, still Tzmekabel Tumma. So even though the sides fell down, but as long as there's a little bit left over, that still has a base kibble, it still will be Mekabel Tumma. So as this Chaimer at the beginning, Kol Zaman Yidin fix up the rims, they're still hard, it's not Mekabel Tumma. But once they got a Shem Kli, even though later all the rims were cut down, only a little bit is left over, it's still called the Shem Kli, it'll still be Mekabel Tumma. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Makel, you have the stick, the staff, Shasol Beisiyad Lekurdum, that you made it, it was used as a handle for a Kurdum, like a hatchet for a cutting tool. So Locher is Chibulutumma. It's sitting now attached, this Makel is like attached to the Kli. And therefore, b'shas melocha, the time when you use it, when you use this handle to chop with, then it's called part of the kli, it's mekabel tumma as being part of the kli. But when you're not using the kli, then since it's not attached completely, it's not kavua there, that's called like two separate kelim, and if one is mekabel tumma, the other one is not. What's going to be had yuster? That's like a thread winder that they use to wind up the thread. So chibla tumma, it has like sticks attached to it, and therefore it's all like one big kli. They're all if one part of it's makabel tumma, the whole thing is makabel tumma. Again, b'shas melacha when you're using it, when using this winder to wind up the thread, even the long sticks that are attached to it is also makabel tumma. What's going to be kavol b'kleinus? They attached like this winder to a pole, so they made it permanent. It was attached permanently. Then Tomei, it's Mekabel Tumma, but V'yein Chibolo, it's not called attached to it. So it becomes Tomei is this Duster, this winder that becomes Tomei, even Shlei B'Shas Melochom. But the stick that you Mechaber it to, that remains Torah, that does not become Tomei. V'yein Chibolo, the stick. Also by Duster, you stuck like two pegs into this pole itself, and he made it like part of the deuster, this winder. And Tommy Elitzark, it's only Mekabel Tumma, the part that's necessary to be used. That's the length between the pegs, the Mekabel Tumma. But the shar, the rest of this pole you do not need, remains tall. Kisev, you have like a chair, Shekavol Bekleinus, you attached it to these poles. So Tommy, it's all like one big kli now, as Mekabel Tumma smedrus, the pole also. Again, v'yein echibaloi means the stick itself is not mechuba to the chair, and the stick itself will not be mekabel tumas medrus. Also by kisei, like on the top of this pole, you made a part that you could sit on it. So you made like the pole itself fit to use it to sit on. Ein tami yelo mekaymoi, only the place that you need to sit on, that's what's mekabel tumas medrus, not the rest of it. Kavol b'koyrus beis habad. You put this chair, you kaveya this chair on top of the koyrus, that's like the beam that you use in the yalav press to press down the yalavs on. So tamei, the locher is the chair is mekabel tumas medrus, but v'yein chiblu, it's not chair, it's not like attached to the koyrus, to the beam, and the beam will remain tor, it's not mekabel tumas from the chair. Let's say again, also b'rosh kisei, on top of this beam, you made a part that you could sit on. So then, tor, this is not mekabel tumma, it's not mekabel tumas medrus. Why? Because we still add to this pole, to this beam that's meant to press down on the olives. Amoid, if somebody's sitting on it, we tell them, get up. V'nases melachteinu, go do your work. Like the work it's made, this beam, is a beam to press down on the olives. So that's its main purpose. Therefore, would not be mekabel tumas medrus. Mishnah Dalet, areva gedola. We have this big kneading dough, a kli shenifchaso that have cut a hole in it. Milakabel remoinim, the hole is so big that now it cannot even hold pomegranates inside it. The eskinul yeshivas, instead of using it to knead your dough in it, you set aside not to sit down on. Rabbi Kiva Matam, Rabbi Kiva says yes, it's matam, it's mekabel tumas medrus, because now it's fit to sit on. V'chachom mitam v'chom seno remains tor. It has no tumas medrus, because it's still not fit to sit on so well. Ad she yikatzeya. Until they cut the sides of it to top cut off the rims to make it fit to sit on. What's going to be aso avis lebeim? You took now this big array with this big throw, this big pot, and you made it now a place that you can store the animals' food in it. You're going to put the animals' food. See, even though it has a hole in it the size of rim to come out of it, but still you leave it. You could still use it to put like long, straw there for animals to eat in it. So lochari is alpha pisha kavol, because even though you attached it to the wall, still tameya. It's not like bottle the shame kli of it. Still called a kli, and therefore it's still be mekabel tumas meis or v'sheretz, even though you mechaber it not to the wall. But since first it had a shame kli, it does not lose its kli. It's still mekabel tumas meis or tumas sheretz, but not tumas medrash, because it's not fit to sit on. Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Koifes shekvoyo banidvach. Koifes, that's a piece of wood, a thick piece of wood, that you hollowed out a part of it in the middle of it to sit on. So it's a royal yeshiva now. So therefore, it would be mekabel tumas medrash. Now you are kvei, you took this board and you put it into the nidbach, that's into the wall, into a building. Now, kovu, you are kvei, you nailed it in there. But for le bon olav, you did not start to build on top of it yet. Reels bon olav, you started to build on top of it, but for le kavol, you did not nail it in yet. The locher is tummy. This kli is still called a kli, it's still makabel tumas medrash. What's going to be kavol, though, you like nailed it in, ubon olav, and you started to build on top of it, then it's tor from a tumas medrash, because then it's part of the building, it's part of the house itself, like, and therefore it's not makabel tumas. What's going to be a mappet, like a mat? A mat made out of reeds, shenosnu agabi akurvish, you put on top of the beams, on top of the roof. Kavo, you like nailed it down there, but if lenosn olav es hamaziva, you did not put the top piece, the top layer, on top of it yet. Like the plastering on top, you did not put down yet. Or else nosn olav es hamaziva, you put the plastering down on top of it, but v'lei kavo, you did not nail it into the roof yet. Slocheris tomei, this mat is still makabel tumas medrash, is not bottled yet to the roof. But what's going to be kavo, you like nailed it down there. V'nos nolves amezivanos, you put the plastering on top of it, and then tor, then it's bottled, it's called like part of the roof now, it's part of the binyan, it's not makabel tumas anymore. What's going to be koro, a dish, a koro dish, that you attached it onto a chest or onto a box. So it depends. Kadera kabalosoi, if like it's attached now that you still put things inside it, like the top part of it is up and the bottom is downwards, then to me it's still called the kliya kamakabutuma. Shalei kadera kabalosoi, let's say you attach this dish upside down onto the box, so now you cannot put anything inside it. Therefore, Torah, the kli becomes Torah. It's not fit to be used. Doesn't have a base kibbul anymore. Your Mishnah Vov, sodin, you have a sheet, shutame medrash, that's fit to lie on. So if a zav sat on it, it was makabel tumas medrash. The aso vilo, now you change your mind, you make it into a curtain. You hang it on against the window like. You vilo, you make it into curtains. So locher is Tahor min ha-medrash, it's not fit anymore to be sit on. It has no tumas medrash anymore. Avo tome tome meis, but it's makabel tumas meis, or from other tumas, because it has a shame beged on. It's still called like a kli, it's still called a beged. Meimasi hita rosai, when does the sheet become tore from tumas medrash? When does it lose its shame? It's not a roi to sit on anymore. So Beisham Omer Beishamrei says, Mishi yitover, means when you sew on the loops. When you put the loops on it to hang it up, then it's bottled the shame sheet. It's not fit to sit on anymore. Beisila says, Mishe kosher, when you tie onto it, when you tie it up, like when you put the curtain onto the wall, onto the pesel, that's what loses its shame, kli yeshiva. Rebbe Kiva says, Mishe yikvo, not just time you hang it up, but you have to bang it down with nails. When you kaved with nails, then it loses its shame, kli medrash. Then the tumas medrash goes off. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. machatzelis, if you have a mat that's spread out that you usually lie on, shoso lo kanim liorko, you made like reeds along the length of it. Kanim, that's like hard reeds along the length of it. So lochris teiro, it starts tamakabutuma, because the ma, you can't lie on it anymore. Because since these reeds, the stiff reeds go along it, so the length of it, so you can't lie across the width of it, because you'll hurt yourself on it. Therefore, it's Torah. V'achomam d'chom say, achiyasa kiminki. No, just on the fact you made these reeds along the length of it, that's not mavatol. It can still be used for lying on it. But if you make it kiminki, that's like an X that goes straight across on both sides, then you cannot lie on it. So it has to be like an X. then you mavato the shame sleeping on it, therefore stama kabutumis medrus. Fiyain ben konala chaveroi arba tfochim, if there's not enough space between one reed and another reed for tfochim, then Torah stama kabutum, again, it's not fit to sleep on it in between if it's less than four tfochim. What's going to be nechla kola rochbo? Let's say this mat split in half. Oh, it's widthwise. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda holds mitayr. Again, it's not fit to sleep on right now. Therefore, it's not mekabel tuma. Or else the vort is, since it's split along the width, it's oimer to open up, and therefore it's bottle the shame kli of it. It's not mekabel tuma. V'chein, the same thing. Hamatir roshay hamadanim. If you untie the knots at the end of it that holds the mats together. So if you untie those knots, it's going to fall apart. It's not called the kli. Therefore, Torah, it also loses its shame. Kli, sama kabutuma, becomes Torah. What's going to be nechla kor liyok? Let's say this mat split along its length. Finishtaye bo shloishim adanim shoshita shishot fochim. Like three end knots. The knots were still tied together. Finishtaye bo left over shloishim adanim with three knots. Shoshishit Fochim, spread out over six Fochim. To me, it's still called a Kli. It's still fit to be used. It's Makabel Tumma. Machatzelis, now this mat. Me'ei Musa Mekabelis Tumma. When is it called you finish making the Kli that it is Makabel Tumma? Misher Tinok, Misher Tikonev. Means when you cut off the end pieces of a straw that sticks out, that stick that protrudes out of it, when you cut that off to make it look nice, then it's called a kli. V'gmar malachto, that's the finishing touch of it. From then onwards, it's called the kli of imakabol tuma. Yeah, perek chof aleph, mishnah aleph, hanogeya bechayved elyon. This part of the loom, the weaving tools that they used to weave with, to make clothing with. So if you touch different parts of it, the question is, if the weaver itself was makabel tuma, let's say it went into an oil amase, and now you touch pieces of threads that's like not really attached to it, just on the outside of it, so the chiddush is, these things are not called part of the kli, you do not become tummy. So the first part says, hamagei, if you touch v'choyve de'elyoin, that's the upper roller of the loom of the weaver, or else the kaiwa da tachtoin, you touch the lower roller, where they used to hold the strings that you want to use this weave with. Or else banirin, that's like rings there that the string went through. Or else bakerus, that's also type of kerus, that's like a comb used to hold the threads in place. Or else vachut, the string, shevira garbe argomen, when they used to weave purple wool, they used to have a string like to hold it there in place. Or else the ira she'enoi osid lachzira, that's like strings of wool that went out of the weaving part of it already, that you did not plan to put back in again. So it's not really called attached to the ika tool, the ika kli of this weaver. And therefore the locher is tor. If somebody touches these things, he remains tor. Even though the main kli itself is makabel is tamei, but these things are not called part of the Ikara Kli, and therefore you remain, it's not called the Chibra to the Orig, and therefore you remain Torah. What's going to be though if you touch the Nefesh Hamaseches? That's the strings that go in the Orig, that goes in the width across, that you put into the weaver itself. Or else the Veshesi Oimei, Shas has the chut and they go up and down. That's inside the inside. I mean, it's inside the weaver. Over chafol, or else what was bent over, the strings that were bent over like shevir agabi agomim was put on top of the blue wool. These things stay there. They're called part of the ikar weaver. Or else the beira, these strings of wool. She asid elachzir, they plan to put back into the weaver. These things are called attached to the weaver, to the kli, and therefore if the kli is tameh, you become tameh. These things are a chibur to the kli, it's like part of the kli. Hanogeya batzema shalima. If you touch the wool that's on top of the ima, that's like the reed, the stick that they weave, they roll the wool on it. So if you touch that roll of wool, bitzema shalima, or else biyashvoya istor. This is also a type of a tool that when you tovi, when you weave, use it's like the spindle like. So lochris tor again, you remain tor, because the tzemer over here is not really called mechub attached to the kalim yet, and therefore you remain tor. It's not called like it touched the kli itself. Hanageya bepika, pika. That's like the metal ball that they put on top of the plach, on top of the spindle, on top of the needle they weave with. So atchaloi pera. If before you took it off, before you took off the roll like, then tummy is still called attached to the kli yimakabel tumah. Misha perodah, but once you take it off, it's removed, then it remains tor. Yemishne beis hanageya ba'oil. If somebody touches the yoke of a plow that you put around the neck of an animal, so if you touched ba'oil, that's the yoke itself, or else, or the katrav, that's the pin that Mechabes holds together the two strings that go on the two sides of the yoke. Some says the cross piece, or else ba'ayin, that's a type of a pad that's put under the neck of the animal where the yoke goes on top of. Uva avois, some say that's a pole, or else some say that's the string that ties up the machrisha, the plow, to the yoke. So these things are not considered really attached to the plow itself. And therefore, filu b'shas melach, even when the plow is working, still tor. If you only touch these pieces and not the guf of the machrisha, you remain tor. Some said in this part, one part became tameh, the other part does not become tameh. These things are not considered a chibur, attachments to the actual plow itself. But b'cheriv, to the knife, which means that's a type of the actual plow itself, that looks like a knife. That's the stick that's of the machrish itself. Or else, ubaburich, that's the round a type of a stick that's curved a little bit, that goes into the ground at the time when they plow. Or else, uvayotzul, that's also the stick that the chirish, as a machrish, that you're able to turn the plow to each side you want. So these things are tummy. These things are called the chibur, attachment to the actual plow, and therefore if one becomes tummy, they all become tummy. For ayin shamateches, let's say you have like a metal ring for the plow, or else belachayim, that's two pieces of wood that go along the plow, that go into the ground, or varoyin, that's also something to get the dirt of the plow when the dirt goes into the plow. Tomei, these things are also considered a chibur attachment to the plow, that if one becomes tomei, they all become tomei. Rabbi Yehuda mitayb l'chayayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, l'chayayim, these sticks are not considered attached to the plow itself. Sheinu masuy mel l'rabbi says, offer. They're only meant there to gather together if you have too much dirt, but it's not really part of the plow, therefore it's not makabel tumah with the plow. Like if you plow in soft dirt, you don't need these, you take them off. Therefore, it's not considered part of the plow. However, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Yemishne Gimel, Hanageya Biyad Negero. If somebody touches the handle of a saw, Mikanu Mikan, no matter which side it is, these saws used to have two handles, one on each side, is Tameh. If the saw itself is Tameh, then these handles are also Tameh. It's called part of the saw. And if you touch it, you become tummy. If it's an avatumma, you become a reaching letumma. What's going to be though bachut, if someone touches the string of a meshicha, or the cord that goes between the two handles of the sword, or else he touches bo'amo, that's the piece of wood that's between the two handles of the sword, or else uvesan nifim, that's also a piece of wood that one side of the head of it is put in between the strings of the cord, and the other side is stuck into this omo. So these things again are not considered a chibur to the sore, and therefore you do not become tummy. The same thing goes on over machbeish shel choresh. That's a carpenter's tool that he used to straighten out the woods that are bent over. Or also the kashtoniyos, also a type of a carpenter's tool like a bent over drill that he drills with. So it's a handle that's bent over like a bow. So lochris tor, these things are not considered a chibur to the metal of it. And therefore, even though the metal is tamei, these pieces remain tor, they're not part of the metal, the blade of the sword itself, or these tools itself. Rabbi Yehuda says, afan negeya b'malbein, shel maser hagodol tor, even if somebody touches the frame of a large wooden saw, he remains clean. All right, turn over. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the locher is tor, because each one of these pieces are not considered an attachment to the metal itself, and therefore they remain tor. However, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Hanogeya bayeser of akeshes. If somebody touches the bow, or else bayeser, that's the string that holds the bow in place. Afa pishim etuch, even though it's stretched out like you're using, you have the chet, you have the arrow there, and the arrow is tomei, still tor, you remain tor, because the bow itself is not called a chibur, it's not called an attachment to the arrow itself. Mitzudas ishus, that's a trap that they use to catch the mole, type of an animal, a breed that doesn't have eyes. Torah, you remain tor, because it's not choshev a kli. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol zaman shimetucha chibur, if this trap like is spread out and there is a metal piece in it to hold it together, it's all called a chibur, it is called a kli, it would be makabutumah. However, the loch is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeperek echof beiz, mishnalev, ha-shulchan, a table, v'hadufki, that's like a small table that you use inside the kitchen, like where you put the food on it before you bring it inside. Shenifchasu, that they became damaged. Part of the top of the table fell off like. Oy shechifun b'shayish, else you put marble on top of it, you covered it with marble, and the part that's covered with marble is not mekabel tumah. But v'shayib b'mokam anochas akoisis, there's enough of the table left over that wasn't broken, or without the marble on it, that's fit to put koisis, to put kalim, you could put utensils down on it. There's enough space there to rest the cups on it. So Tameyim, it's still called, like you have a table here, it's still called a kli, it would be makabel tumah. And the parts that broken is called like a yad for that shulchan. Rabbi Yehuda says, it has to be enough place left over, mokem hanochas chatichas. You have to be able to put down some pieces of bread, some pieces of food there. It's not enough just to put down koisis kalim, but it has to be some food that a person himself would eat. Then it's called the kli to mekabel tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Ha-shulchan shenitla achas miraglov tor. If you have a table that only has three legs, and you take off one leg is missing now, so the kli, the table is tor, it's not a kli, it's not fit to be used, it's not mekabel tumah. You can't use it with only two legs, it'll fall down. Nitla shni, let's say the second leg also came off, the same thing tor. Still the shulchan is not a kli fit to be used, it remains tor. What's going to be nitla shlishis, even the third leg came off, and now there are no legs to the table, you just have the board itself. So locher is tomei kishayach shavolov. If you have machshav, you have in mind to use the table the way it is now, without the legs, just to let it lie flat on the ground, and teed on it, so then it gets a shem kli, and it would be mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yossi says, ain't tzorach machshav, you do not have to have in mind to use it the way it is, but automatically by itself is called the kli, it's mekabel tumah, and b'chein hadulfaki, The same thing we had in the Mishnah before, the small table has the same halacha. With missing one or two legs, it's not a kli. Was missing all three legs, then it has a kli. It could be used the way it is. The Mishnah Gimel, safsol, that's a small, a stool, something you sit on, a bench or a stool. Shenitol achas meroshav, one of its heads came off, meaning it had like two legs to it. The two sides of it came down. There were two legs to this type of a bench. And if one came off, so tor, it's not fit to sit on right now, therefore it's not a kli, it's not makabel tuma. What's going to be nitol asheni, even the second leg, the second side also came off, now it's like flat on the ground, is tor, here still you do not use it, it's still not makabel tuma, not like the table we had before, because a table you could put food on top of it, but over here that it's meant as bench to sit on, if it's on the floor, it's like sitting on the floor, you don't sit on the floor, it's not usable. What's going to be though in yesh by goyva tefach? Let's say the board of the bench itself is thick, is what? Is thicker tefach, meaning it comes up now off the ground, the tefach, then it is fit to sit on. And then tamar, then it would be mekabel tum, even though both sides, both legs came off. What's going to be sharaf raf? That's like a stool for your feet. You keep your feet on it, a footstool. Shenitel echem roshav, one of the heads, one of the sides, one of the legs come off. Still tum, it's still mekabel tum because you can still put your feet on it. V'chein, the same thing like kisei, we have a small chair, shlefnei kadetro. Kadetro is like a big throne, a big chosh of a chair. That you have a small seat in front of it that you put the person puts his feet on. It's the same halacha, even though one side of it came off, still it's fit to be used, still it would be makabel atuma. Mishneh Dalet, kisei shel kala, if you ever see a bridal chair, shenit lechifuyav, the covering of it was taken off, like the cushions all around it was taken off, so it's not fit really to be used for the kala, for the bride. So beishamay mitam, beishamay says still it's makabel tumo, because you can still use it for a chair, you can still sit on it, even though it's not the use it's supposed to be used for, but it's still killed, it could still be used to sit on. Ubeisilo mitarim, Esil says no, the kli now, this chair now is torn, because since it was fit, it was made for a bridal chair, and now it's not going to be used anymore by the bride, therefore it does not belong of a chair anymore, it's like a broken chair, it's not makabel tuma. Shammai Aimim, Shammai says, af malbein shokisei, even the malbein, that says the square of the chair, I mean the skeleton of the chair itself, even without any textures on it, still it's makabel tuma, because b'shas hadchak, he could sit on it. Kisei, let's say you had a regular chair, shekvol barevi, you put it in now into the kneading, into the kneading pot. In other words, first it was a chair to sit on, and now you're putting it into the kneading pan, you're going to use that to put the dough on top of it, you're not going to sit on it anymore. So b'shamay mitam, b'shamay says still it could be makabel tuma smedris, because the mice is still a chair, it could be used to sit on. Even though you're not going to sit on it now, but still it has, it did not lose its same share. Mesil says, no, it's not makabel tumas medrus anymore. Because the mice, if somebody sits on it, you can tell them, get up, we have to use it now. It's a kneading dough now. It's for the kneading plate. So therefore it's not fit to sit on anymore. Therefore Mesil says it's tor from tumas medrus. Shammai says, even if the chair lechetchila was made to put into this kneading pin, still, since it has the same chair that you could sit on, therefore Yod still has loch of tumas medris, it still will be makabel tumas medris. Mishnehei, kisei, you have this chair, shloho yechifu of yosef, that it's the padding of it did not stick out, did not come out from it. In other words, you can still turn this chair over like. And the padding of the chair was taken off, still tum, according to everybody, still will be makabel tuma, because you could like tilt over this chair and use it, therefore still makabel tuma. She came dark, because the normal manner is to like tilt it over on the side, the yesha will have to sit on it. Like since it's not protrude, does not come out, you could tilt it over to the side, so even though the padding of it came off, still this chair could be used, therefore it still would be makabel tuma. Ye Mishneh Vav, kisei, a chair, shenita chifuyev hoemtsoyi, the middle part of the padding of the chair was taken off, was lost.
But v'achitzoinim k'yom, the two ends of it were still there. And there was a part you sit on. Let's say the part you sit on the chair made out of three boards, like. So the middle board was taken out, but the two end boards were still there. So lachar is tumme, still called the chair, because you can still sit on it, and therefore still makabel tumme. What's going to be nitlu hachitzoinim? The two end parts of the chair was taken off of the seat. Then soy karmona, the middle part is there, still tumme. Also it's makabel tumme, because you can sit on that also. Rabbi Shimon says, when is this true? Only if the middle part of the chair by itself was wide a tefach, then you could sit on that. But if it's less than a tefach, it's not fit to sit on, then the chair will not be makabel tumme, it's not fit to use anymore, to be used anymore. Mishnah Zayin. Kisei shenitlo shenayim michefuyof. Ze bitzad ze. Means two of the boards that the chair itself is made that you could sit on was taken away. Ze mitzad ze. Means not the two outer ones, but one outer one and the middle one. So they are both taken off. There's only one outer one left there. So Rabbi Kiva Matam, Rabbi Kiva says, yes, it's still called the Kisei, still be used, and therefore still Makabel Tumma. Some say even though it's not fit to sit on anymore, but still you could use it for like a base kibble, you could accept things there. Therefore still has a din kli on it. But for Chachomim, the Chachomim say, no, it's Torah. Since it's not fit to sit on anymore, it's considered a broken kli, and therefore it's not makabel tumma. Now, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says that Av Kisei Shakala, even a bridal chair that's made for a kala, Shenit lechifuyev, that the covering of it was taken off, v'nishtayev by base kabbalas, even though it's not fit to sit on right now, but still left over a base, a place, Kabbalah to receive, you could store things there. So Torah, even though it has a base kibbutz now, still the kli is not makabel tumme. It's like bottle the shem kli. Why? If neisha bottle ika or bottle atfelam. Since the main part of the chair was used to sit on, and that you cannot use anymore, so therefore it's called like a broken kli, even though it could be fit to store things in it. That's not what it was made for. Therefore, it's not makabel tumme. It's considered a broken kli. Yeah, Mishnah Ches Shido. If you have a chest, Shenitul Elyon, the top part of it was taken off. Still, to me, it's makabel tumme, since you could be makabel things on the bottom of it. Nitnayat Tachton, because the bottom is still Chay Bekai, still there. Nitla Tachton said the bottom part of it was taken off, was broken off. To me, still it's makabel tumme, this chest. Why? Nitnay Elyon, because the top part, the kisa, the top of it, you could also receive things in it. Sefer is still called the base kibble, it's still makabel tumme. Nita, what's going to be Elyon v'yatachton, both the top part of it and the bottom part of it was taken off this chest. So Rabbi Yehuda mitam, Rabbi Yehuda says it's still makabel tumme. B'fnei adafim, because of the sides of it, it can still be used. You could tilt it on the side like and use it the way it is. V'chachomim mitam, the chom said no, it's torah. Because it's not right to fit the way, you can't use it the way it is right now. Therefore, it's Tahor. Yeshivas Hasatos Tomei Medris. That means a person that chisels out the stones, to fix out stones, he makes a part there, a place that he could sit on, so that's called the Beis Meishav. Therefore, it's Makabel Tumas Medris. It has the loch of a Beis Meishav. It would have Tumas Medris on it. Yeah, Mishneh Tes. Koifes Sheserkum. Kaifes is a piece of board, a plain piece of board. Shaseku means they painted it red. The kirkamoyos, they painted it this color kirkamoy, like saffron. They are so funim, or else they smoothed it out to make it very smooth. So Rabbi Kiva Matam, Rabbi Kiva, this board now is makabel tumme. Because it's called, you made it into a kli. V'chachomim mitam, v'chomim say, no, it's not, it's still called the pshutei kliyetz, it's not called the kli yet, and therefore it's tahor. At sheyochuk, boy, till you hollow it out, you have to make like a little hole there that I could receive something, or else hollow it out, that's a place to sit on. You make it into a place you could sit on it, then gives it a shame kli. Hasal, that's a small basket. V'akakolom, that's a big basket. Shemilo and tevin, you filled it up with straw. By mukhen, or something soft, like wool, you put inside it. And your skin lishiva, you set it now aside, you're going to sit there, you're going to do it like a chair. So Lachris term still is Tamakabal Tumus Medrus, not called fit to be to sit on yet, because since the top could just fall out of the Struam, it's not really called Muchin to sit on. But Sergum Megam, let's say you wove it there with Gemi, that's a type of a string. Ibn Mashiach, another type of a string. The Gemi is like type of a grass. You tied it down, you wove it in with, or Mashiach with some cord. Tineim, that makes the Salt Kokolo into like a Kli Miyuchad Yeshiva, and therefore now would be Mekabel Tumas Medrus. Mishnah Yud, Ho'aslo, that's like the seat, the chair in the base, like he say, is Tameya Medrus. It could be Mekabel Tumas Medrus, since it's Miyuchad Yeshiva. Now Aslo is this chair, it's a metal chair like, and it has skin, you have a Mechusi covered with skin, so it's fit to sit on. Therefore, Tomei Medrus, U Tomei Meis, it also has to become a Kabbal Tumas Meis, it's called the Kli. What's going to be Perisha Or, let's say the skin comes off the chair, it's not fit to sit on anymore. So Locher is Tomei Medrus. The skin itself is still Tomei Medrus, that you can still sit on. But we are Barzo, just the metal piece by itself, is only Tomei Meis. It's only Mekabal Tumas Meis, it's not Mekabal Tumas Medrus. It's not fit to sit on without the covering of the skin on it. Now, hatraskol, that's a type of a basket that they turn upside down and they sit on the top of it, is shechifu shalor, that it was covered up with skin, and therefore now it's fit to sit on. So, the locher is tomei medris for tomei meis. It's called like a kli miyuchad yeshiva, so can mekabel tumas medris and tomei meis. Perishol, let's say the skin comes off it. Tomei Medrus, the skin itself is still Mekabel Tumas Medrus, still fit to sit on. But for a Tatraskel, this type of a basket, Tor Miklum, it's not Mekabel Tum at all. It's not fit to be used at all the way it is. Saf Solim Shebemerchatz, a bench that's in the bathhouse, Ushtei Raglo Shalait, so 2 feet of it is made from wood, but the bench itself is made out of stone or marble. So since the two sides, the legs, are made out of wood, therefore it's called the Kli Eitzlike, and it's fit to sit on, therefore it would be Mekabel Tumas Medrus. Otherwise, it would not be Mekabel Tumas Medrus, because otherwise it's called the Evan is not Mekabel Tumah. What's going to be Achar Shaleis V'Achar Shalevin? One leg was made out of wood, and one was made out of stone. Is Tor, then it's not fit to Mekabel Tumah, because but the wood itself cannot hold it up. It's not called a wooden chair. It's not Mekabel Tumah. Because really the one side of it, the leg that has made out of Evan, could really hold it up. Therefore it's not considered it's held up by wood. It's held up by an Evan. Therefore it's Tor. Hanisorim Shebemerchas Sheshigmon. That means the boards on the floor of the base of the Merchas in the bathhouse. Sheshigmon, that they smoothed it, they planed them down. They smoothed them out. So if you keep him a tumor, if keep holds, it's Mekabel Tumah, because people wash themselves on top of it, and they also sit on it. So therefore it's called Royal Yeshiva, and it's wood, it'll be Mekabel Tumah. V'yechachomim etam, the chomim say, no, it's Tor. Why sheinim atsuyim elo sheyamayim hachim tachteim? It's not really meant to sit on. It's just meant them, it's not slip-like, and the water should go in between them. So it's not meant to sit on. Therefore, it's not called a Kli Miyuchad Yeshiva, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Kan Kalikin Sheyesh Bo Beis Kabolas Ksus is Temeya. Kan Kalikin is type of a Kli that has holes in it, and like you would put inside it some perfume, you would burn like gofres, you would burn things, burn like perfume in it, and their smoke would come up and smoke up the begodim to make your clothing smell good. Like to fumigate the clothing. So therefore, if this type of a kli has a base in it, has a base kibble, has a department like that you put the clothing inside it, therefore tamei, it's called the base kibble, it would be Mekabel Tumah. But the yasui kaveris of this type of a kli is open on top and bottom. It's made like a beehive, and therefore it's not Mekabel, the begodim inside it, just the begodim go underneath it. Then Torah, it's not called the base kibble, this kli is not Mekabel Tumah. Yeah, Perek Chot Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Hakadur, type of a ball, that inside it it's full with soft material, with sar, with hair, or with wool. For your emum, that's like the form that you make shoes with. and also it's filled up inside with skin, with hair, or else via kemeya, type of a charm, like a pocket made out of skin, that inside it you have a sound, you have like things written inside of psukim or different things for a fuah, or else via tefillin, our type of tefillin that we have, that we have the bottom outside and inside there are parshiyos, shenikro. We're talking about now this outer thing got ripped, and it was tome before, and now it got ripped. So loch is like this, hanogeya bem tome. If you touch the kada, the ball, or the form, or the kemeya, the tefillin, it's still tome. But if a masha betoichen tor, if you only touch what's inside them, those things are not called really part of the kli. It's not called like one kli, it's called two separate kelim. So even though the outside became tome, the inside does not become tome. Therefore, the inside is tor. Ha'ukuf, let's say a saddle, shenikra that ripped, hanagei b'masha b'techa tome. Here we say even what's inside the saddle, that is makabel tome with the saddle itself. And why? Hevnei shatefa mechabrei. Because Maisav used to sew it together, they wanted the saddle to be soft, they would put some muchen, like some wool inside it, but they would sew it down to make it like one. So that's called like a cushion chair, and that's considered like one. Therefore, if the saddle itself is makabel tumah, what's inside it is also makabel tumah, it's all like one.
Yeah, Mishneh Beis, Elu Tumeyim Mishum Merkav. These are the things that have a locha like a saddle, they have the zav sits on top of them, so the saddle has a makabel tumah, av hatumah. That's called, the pasuk says, called America, v'asher yikrav olav zav zitma, becomes an av hatumah. So Mishneh says, Zoris v'ashkeloni, then Ashkelon, this type of a belt that they use for saddle to sit on, they put on the chamor there, or Meducha Hamodis, something that's also a type of a saddle that was used in Eretz Moda, that's what the Rosh says, but this says it means like a mortar, a machteshes, that used to hollow out the piece to sit on, and also be used for saddle. The Ovid Shel Gomel, that's like the blanket, the saddle they put on top of a camel. The Tapeiton Shel Sus, that's the cloth that they put under the saddle when you ride on a horse. That's also Makabel Tumas Merkav. Rabbi Yossi says, Af Tapeiton Shel Sus is Tomei Mishum Moshev. As Rabbi Yossi said, not only is this cloth Metame Mishum Merkav, I was riding on it, but it's also Metame Mishum Moshev that he's sitting on it. Sometimes used to stand, that's like a Moshev sitting on top of this type of a cloth. Like when they're playing there, so used to stand there to see them play. Avul Ukov Shalnoko, but the saddle of a female camel, Tomei. Here, even Tanakam agrees it has a tumor of Moshev on it. Now, Mishneh Gimel, Ma Bein Merkav L'Moshev, what's the difference between the tumor of Merkav if a Zav rides on top of it, like we had before, the type of a saddle that's meant for the Zav to ride on top of, or else L'Moshev, a chair or something the Zav sits on. In both cases, they become an Avat tumor. So what's the difference? We had before Machlokesim, whether it's Tumas Merkav or Tumas Moshev, what's the difference? So the Mishnah says that Merkav Cholef Magoy Masoy. If the Kli is only Tomei Mishum Merkav Hazav, like a saddle, so then the difference whether you touch it or whether you carry it. If you just touch it, then your begotten do not become Tomei, only you become Tomei, not the begotten you're wearing. But if you carry it, then even the begotten you're wearing become Tomei. But Moshev, something that became Tomei, the Tumas Moshev that the Kli is aimed to sit on, not just time to ride on. And some of the difference is that riding is you use it with stretched out, with spread out feet, like your feet go on two sides of it. But sitting is you sit down on it normally. So if it's a thing like a chair to sit down on, then it's Mekabel Tumas Moshev, and then there's no difference whether you touch it or whether you carry it. In both places, not only do you become Tomei, but even the begotten, the clothing you're wearing, also becomes Tomei. Tapis Shel Chamor, type of a saddle. These are woods, a piece of wood that's put on the donkey, that use it like a small ladder to put bundles on it. So this thing is even though sometimes you may sit on it, still Torah, it's not mekabel tumas moshav, because it's not meant to sit on it, it's only bedoichik that you sit on it. But what's going to be shina b'as anekovim, let's see, change around the holes of it, that you make it wider, and now it becomes fit, you could sit on it, or else as your parents on zelotar zeh, you like open it up, one opens up the other one, now it's fit to sit on it, not bedoichik, but normally you could sit on it, then tumeya, then it's makabel tumas medrash, but then it's roi to sit on. Mishnah Dalet, hamita, the bed, v'hakar, that's the mattress, v'hakeses, that's the pillow shemes, that they put a mace on, is a roi elu tumei medrash. These things are makabel tumas medrash, and they become an avatuma. So even though these things are not meant for an odom to sit on, but the mice, sometimes they do sit on these things. The ladies sit on them and cry over the mace, therefore it's called fit to sit on, and therefore if a zav sits on them, they have a tumas, they become an avatuma. Now, kisei shakala, the special bridal chair that the kala sits on, or also mishabish shachayam, that's the special chair that they sit on when they give birth, or also kisei shel kaives, a chair that the washer sits on, shukarvasalam, as a kelim, he spreads out the clothing on it. So Amr Rav Yossi basically says, Ein ben mishum moshe, these kelim have not makabel tumas medrash. Meaning to say, even though people sit on it, but it's not really to sit there to rest on it, it's used for a special purpose, each one of these. But really just for regular sitting, it's not used for them, therefore he holds it's not makabel tumas moshe of tumas medrash. Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Hacherim, that's a net that you catch fish with, is Tom, it's Makabel Tumah, because it has a base kibul, Bifnei Hazutai, because there's a part on the bottom of the trap that has like a bag there you catch things in, therefore it's called the base kibul, it's Makabel Tumah. Horashosois, Fiha Mechmorois, these are also nets that you catch Chayis and Oifus with. V'hamadav, that's the type of a trap that they catch birds with. V'haplotzur, that's also wooden type of a trap that they catch birds with. U'metsudos hasakorim, that's like a fisherman's trap that they use to catch the fish with. Is tameim, all these type of traps are tameim, because they all have a base kibbul to it, and therefore it's makabel tumah from a mesa, from a sheretz. What's going to be though, v'yo'akoin, v'harota, v'yakluv, toirim. These things are Torah though. Akun, it's a type of a basket that they catch fish in. Fiyaratuv, that's a type of a bird trap. Fiyakluv, that's like the cope that you put the birds in. So these things are Torah because they're not makabel. They have no base kibble. They're not considered like a kli. Yeperek, Chov Dalet, Mishnalef, Shloisha Srisen Haim. There are three different types of shields. A tris is a shield, whether it's called a kli or not. The first one is tris hakofuf. That's like a bend-over shield that you could use to sit on, and therefore tumei medrash. It's makabel tumas medrash because it's a normal thing for the army man, like in the fields, to sleep on it. Therefore, it's makabel tumas medrash. V'shemesachkim boy bekunfoin. And the one they play with, the shield they play with, like they're playing ball, they're playing in the fields. So that's Tommy Tommy Mace. That's a regular kli. It's Makabel Tumah from a mace. But this is not Makabel Tumah Meshav, because it's not there to sit on this. But it's called a kli. It's a Makabel Tumah's mace. Feditzas Horavim. This is a small type of a shield that's made to play with kids. See a Torah Miklum. It's Torah Miklum. It's not called a kli at all. Not a kli tashmish, therefore it's not makabel tumah at all. Mishnah Beis, Shalosh Agolos Hein. There are three different type of wagons. They have different halachas. Who asuya kekatedra, one that's made like a tedra, that's tumah medrash. This is made a small type of a wagon that's covered over on three sides. It's of course it's miyuchah to sleep in, and therefore it's makabel tumah medrash. Kemita, if the wagon is made like a bed. It's very long, and it's miyuchid to lahavaras scharis, to travel, you carry over your schar, your merchandise in it. Therefore, it's called a kli, and therefore, tame, it's a tamei, a tamei mace, it's makabel tumas mace, but it's not meant to sit on, it's not makabel tumas medrash. V'shalavonim, that agola that's made to transport stones, big stones, that's Torah Miklum. It's Torah from everything, because it does not have any sides to it. It has big holes in it, and therefore it's not a derech to hold anything in it. Therefore, it's not called a kli to mekabel tuma. In Mishnah Gimel, Shalosh Areva is saying there are three different type of kneading of boards. And the first one is Areva Mishnei Lug V'yati Shekavin Shenistiko. We have this kneading board that you knead on it the amount of two lugim up until the ad atisha kabin, up until ninth shenistiko, meaning it has a hole now, a crack in it, and therefore it's not makabel mashkin. It can't hold any liquid, but still the locker is tamei medris. It's still makabel tumas medris because it's fit now to sit on. Therefore, it's makabel tumas medris. What's going to be shlema? Let's say this kneading board is complete. Its hole is, has no hole in it. Then tamei tumas. It's a makabel liquid inside. It's makabel tumas mace. V'yabor bamido torah miklum. But a big kneading throw that holds in it 40 saw of lach, therefore it's not, it's pocket the shame kli, and therefore it's not makabel tumah at all. And since it's so big and so heavy, you don't move it around, therefore it does not have a shame kli, it's not makabel tumah at all. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet, Sholosh Teva Sen, there are three different type of boxes. Teva, there's a box, Shepischa Mitzida, that the opening is on the side, and therefore you can sit on top of it. So therefore, the locher is tamei medrus. It's makabel tumas medrus. If you sit on it, we don't tell you to get up. It's makabel tumas medrus. Milamalan, let's say the opening is on top. Tamei tumas meis. You only have tumas meis, but not tumas medrus, because you can't sit on it, because we tell you to get up, because we have to open it up to take the top off. The aboba nido. Let's say this box is very, very big. It's more than aboim. So then the locher is torah miklum. It's not makabel tumas at all. It's pocket the shem kli. And we're talking about what's not miyuchad li shiva. If it would have been miyuchad li shiva to sit on, nechnam it still would have had metumas medris on it. Mishnah hey, shloisha tabusin, there are three different type of chests made out of leather. Shel saporim, used by a bother, this chest that they sit on it. Therefore, tome medris, a couple tumas medris. Shechel nolo, the type of a chest that used heat on like a table. Tome mace, it's to have a kumutum mace because it has a shem kli. The shel zesim, something is spread out to put the olives on. That Torah Miklum, it's not called a kli, it's Torah Miklum. Such a chest is not called a kli, it's Torah Miklum. All right, we'll continue on the next tape. You're holding on top of it yet. Like the plastering on top, you're not put down yet. Or else, no, some no, less, I'm a ziva. You put the plastic.